How's everybody doing today?
Good.
I'm good. I'm always good if we can keep practicing. I wish we could go another couple hours. Well, I don't know if our guys could stay out here in this heat. But, again, it was another day for us. We wasn't as sharp as I like for us to be. But, again, that's kind of to be expected when you kind of go after it hard on the first day. But I thought there were some good things. Obviously, I think when you don't turn the ball over, that's good on offense. But on defense, we need to get more turnovers. We need to get the ball out just a little bit more. But, again, I like the energy of our football team. I like that they come back out. They're in the middle of a lot of installation offensively, defensively, and special teams, but I think they've handled that well. And, again, I give a lot of credit to our veteran players because I think they understand the process, and so they're trying to bring the young guys along each and every day. But, again, we're just going to keep stacking up good days and put our head down and keep grinding and keep becoming a gritty group.
Hugh, is there a limit as to the number of days you could wear pads in training
camp? No, there's really not a limit. You know, because you know once the regular season starts, there is a limit. So I think it's important that the guys, you know, get in football pad shape, whatever if you want to call it that, because I think it's important how you wear your pads and how you play in your pads is obviously how you play the game. But at some point in time, we'll back off of that. But we're going to wear them in training camp because I think that's what's needed.
Does you and Dirk Cotter already know whether you'll be in pads every day?
Oh, I know we won't be in pads every day.
We will not.
We'll be in pads one time versus them, and then the other time we'll be in shorts. I think that, again, you know, it's going to be hot and humid, and we're going to have a game on that Friday night. So we've made that decision.
Hugh, the practices have been just a little shorter than, you know, what we've seen on the schedule. Is that by design, or are you out there and you're getting enough good work in and you're kind of cutting a little short?
Yeah, it's that. I mean, it's, like I said earlier, I have to have a pretty good feel for a football team. And I kind of know when we're at that point where it's getting a little too much, and then you back off a little bit. And I think that's a feel thing, you know. And I think, again, I have some very good advisors with our strength staff and our sports science staff who I trust. And I feel really good about the information given to me. So, again, we're a collaborative group, work together, and make sure our team stays as healthy as we can.
How well is Griffin coming along through these early days of practice?
I'm sorry?
Griffin, how well is he coming
good,
along?
Good. I mean, there are some things that that he's done really well. And there's some things he's got to continue to prove on, just like every quarterback that we have out there. Again, they're learning the system. And again, if I wish you guys could see our installation, we're dumping it on them pretty hard. And there's quite a bit going in because once we get through about day six of this, all our offense is in. All our offense, special teams, defense is in. And now it's just about fine-tuning everything. So we're getting there. And I think every position has that, you know, whether it's perfect right now, it doesn't need to be. You know, we're 3 days into practice. So we'll get better as we go.
Coach Jordan Payton obviously has had to play catch up a little bit. He talked about that today. Mm-hmm. Where do you think he's at? Do you have a sense of that?
No, I think he's getting better. I mean, again, I think, like you said, it's unfortunate that's the rule. You know, that he can't be here in the off season at the time because he hadn't graduated from school. So he is playing catch up. But I know he's spending a lot of time with our coaches, a lot of time with the veteran players, and they're all trying to get him up to speed. And he's working at it. So we'll see where he is when the time comes.
What are your impressions of Kaywan Williams? And how do you view the competition for the slot, corner spot with him and Jamar getting a lot of reps?
Again, that's a good thing. You know, we have a couple capable guys there. You know, Kaywan's played. We kind of know who he is. Jamar's new. You know, so again, that's just the way it is. There's competition everywhere, not just at that spot. I think all over the field, at a lot of different spots, there's competition, and everybody's got to rise up and be the best they can be each and every day when you come out here. Again, every man out here is trying to earn a job, you know, and trying to, you know, lay claim to being one of the 53 guys on this football team. So I think everybody comes out here with the right mindset to try to get better.
In the siren period today, you chose to use players who weren't at the top of the order. Why was that?
Young guys. You know, I think that's how you get developed players, you know. That's an opportunity to develop our young players on our football team. And as you know, the veteran guys have done it, had them do it yesterday. I don't think they need to do it all the time. But the young players, they need to get acclimated to what it's going to be like in the National Football League. And that's how we as coaches give them opportunity to get better and coach them through different situations and different opportunities.
Can you talk about Chad Johnson? What does it mean to have Chad here? How's he helping out? And, you know, what effect do you think it's having on some of the guys?
Well, Chad's been here. Obviously, Chad hadn't been here. lately. As I said, Chad is, he came down. I thought everybody think he was going to be here the whole time. I know he wasn't. Chad came as a guest of mine. I wanted him to see what this was going to be like. I know at some point in time, Chad needed to go do what Chad needed to do. I think his time here was very beneficial because guys were able to ask him questions about playing in the National Football League. What were the characteristics that, you know, the great players carry and what they're like, and I think guys asked him those questions, but it was good for me to have him around. I mean, Chad is very close to me, as we all know, but at the same time, I think he found out this business is rough. You know, there's a lot of hours that we keep, and I don't think Chad's used to that.
So he's done?
Well, I'm not going to say he's done. He can possibly come back from time to time, but I know he's not here right now, and he let me know that he wouldn't be here, so that's not an issue at all.
Yesterday was his last day.
No, it wasn't so much that yesterday was his last day. There were some things he needed to do. So I told him, go do what you need to do. I mean, again, he has some kids, and he has some other things that he needs to take care of, so I wanted to make sure he had an opportunity to do that.
Hugh, why on the schedule this week do you have a Friday night practice? Is that a special night?
Oh, yeah.
You got something planned?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah.
Like to let us in on that?
I can't share that yet. No. No, honestly, what it is, I mean, I think everybody's talked about the scrimmage at Ohio State, right? Well, that's really a mock game for a football team. Friday night will be the night that we kind of get after it, you know, here, you know, within our facilities and go practice and really have a scrimmage type setting. Saturday is more about having a mock game preparing for next Friday's game, you know, where we'll do all the different situations, you know, from kickoff to kickoff return, how we come out of the locker room and prepare for a game, you know, the pregame, all that. Friday night, we're going to scrimmage. You know, we're going to put the ball down and play. It'd be like the sirens going the whole time. So that's probably what that is. What that is truly all about.
So it will be tackling though.
Oh yeah, time. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be tackling. Versus ones and all that.
One versus with whoever I decide to put out there against them.
Your wideout question.
Sure.
Is Hawk a slot man strictly in your mind? You know, and I know he can play and has played mm-hmm. outside. But do you view him as a slot guy?
No, I view him as a wide receiver. I think there's nothing he can't do. I just think what we're doing now, because we have so many guys to evaluate him. I know exactly what Andrew Hawkins is and what he can do for a football team. I'm going to find out about some other guys. So right now, where I think he fits today for what we're doing is right there. But I think there's nothing that he couldn't do for a football team.